Justice and Kindness by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. Thus has the Lord of hosts said, dispense true justice and practice kindness and compassion each to his brother, and do not oppress the widow or the orphan, the stranger or the poor, and do not devise evil in your hearts against one another. Zechariah 7, 9-10. The marriage of justice and kindness is a powerful thing. Oftentimes, our culture can either lean toward one of these ideas at the expense of the other. People will push loudly for justice, but fail to show compassion through their words and actions. This can lead us to heated online exchanges or uncomfortable Thanksgiving dinners with our extended family that turn ugly because our passion for truth and righteousness begins to outweigh our willingness to show kindness to others. Practicing kindness and compassion begins close to home with your brothers and sisters, meaning your family and those you do life with. That kindness should expand past your home into the community. We are to show kindness to the widow, orphan, stranger, and poor. Kindness and compassion should characterize all of our interactions. On the other hand, we can have a tendency to glorify kindness as our salvation against any culpability in our role perpetuating injustice in our society. We see ourselves as kind to all or a good person, so we fail to recognize our passive participation in the brokenness of our world. We let kindness be a free pass from having to engage in the work of pursuing justice. As a culture, we tend to shy away from the concept of sin and focus on a person's good behavior as something that exempts them from the need to accept God's redemptive saving power. All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory is what we read in Romans 3:23. Not one of us can be saved by our own good works. Kindness alone is not enough because kindness does not deal with matters of the heart. Justice is the force that peels back the layers and reveals more than just what meets the eyes to expose brokenness. We can only find healing as people and as a society when the power of God's justice is unleashed. Thankfully, God in his kindness is a merciful judge. He offers us a way around our death sentence through Jesus. Show kindness and compassion for all while pursuing justice. This is God's way. Matthew Henry's commentary explains that what God wanted from his people, even more than religious practices of fasting or sacrifice, was for them to be people that do justly, love mercy, and pursue public welfare and peace. Let us pray that God will provide us the strength and wisdom we need to marry kindness and justice.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.